This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just terrible.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved and engaged in this hour. I really do. I want you to be paying attention to what's going on. I think it's one you're going to have to, you may have to listen to over and over, over and over and over and over again. Because it's going to be one of those hours. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy it. That's right. We're going to talk about God. And if talking about God or Jesus or righteousness or any of that stuff, God's plan for you, the world, or what have you, sends you into one of those snowflake-looking epileptic type of fits, then here's your trigger warning. Although I can't imagine many of you listening to this show require trigger warnings. Seriously. Look, we're all supposed to have open conversation. You know, I can't get them on the show that much anymore, but some of my favorite shows were Faith Fridays. When we would do shows around, you know, different faith, I had them all in. I had Jews and Muslims and Christians and Catholics and Buddhists, spiritualists. That one lady was a little interesting. I won't even go there. I'll be nice about it. Anyhow. But it really, truly, you have to understand what's going on. But it's funny how it's easy to make fun of Christians. We're okay to beat on Christians. And Christians have been pushed back by their own accord. Because I don't buy for a minute that we're not being persecuted. I mean, you know what? We are, but not like they're being persecuted overseas in the Middle East, places like that. So when I say we're being persecuted, I'm not talking about beheadings. You know that. And I started talking about it a minute ago, how Jennifer Lawrence, and I don't even know who she is. This goes back a while, but it's par for the course, and they've been doing it for years, and we allow them to get away with it. No, you know, like, what's that award show? The one where Kathy Griffin said, Jesus can suck it. If you're a Christian, and you turn into that show, and you buy products from that show, what is wrong with you? Now, yes, I believe in free speech, but speech comes in many forms. Like me not opening my wallet is free speech. Now, in an interview with Vogue magazine, Lawrence was asked what she thought about that Kentucky County clerk who was jailed for refusing to sign gay marriage licenses. Lawrence used the opportunity to insult not only Christians, but Christian faith itself. She said all those people holding their crucifixes, which may as well be pitchforks. Does she understand what she just said? I mean, I can't believe she does. Right? The crucifix, especially for a Catholic, is one of the most holiest symbols that you can have. Why would you insult it? I wonder if she has the spine to insult Muhammad. Can anybody find me a link where she's actually insulted Muhammad? I bet she can't. She said, which may well be pitchforks. thinking they're fighting the good fight. I grew up in Kentucky. I know how they are. Right. Because whatever she saw, whatever happened in Kentucky, whatever she was exposed to, is how everybody is, aren't they? She went on to say, at the time of the interview, in this day and age, gay people can get married, and we think that we've come so far. So, yay. But have we? I don't want to stay quiet about that stuff, she continued. Like it or not, American Christians make up a majority of the movie-going public. So probably not a good idea to really make them crazy, don't you think, Jennifer? But I got to tell you, don't worry. Because Christians don't get off their butts and fight back. Christians don't get off their butts. Yeah, some of you are going to say, well, you know, is it really our job? Yes, it is. I mean, seriously. I've had Christian friends write me and call me when I say stuff like this. You don't understand something. I'm not talking about a boycott. Now, I'm just going to talk to my Christian friends for a minute. The rest of you kind of hang out on the sidelines. If you believe what the Bible says about your money, it's not yours, it's God's. Even though you work for it, everything belongs to God. It's God's money. He's giving you the talents, you know, and the resources that you have. And even with all that, what he says to you is, I only want 10% back to the church so they can keep their lights on, they can keep the heat on, air conditioning is nice too these days, so they can take care and maintain the church, right? Isn't that what it's all about? And for some of you who think that that's crazy, well, too bad for you, because the reality is you can't pay your electric bill with your business card that says, hi, I'm a pastor. They don't care. So you're taking God's money, you're going down to a movie, and you're giving money to Jennifer Lawrence, because she gets money off that movie, whatever the movie is. You're giving her money to put in her coffers so she can go fund things that are 180 degrees against what your Bible says. Can somebody please tell me how that makes sense? And tell me from a biblical standpoint how that makes sense, because you can't do it. And don't send me those, don't judge me, because I'll have a field day with you on that one. But you don't take God's money and spend it on stuff that God's against. Isn't that kind of stupid? Would you take money as a Christian and give it to a bunch of Muslims building a mosque that worship a different God? What kind of sense does that make? Okay, when we come back, Bradley Dean will join us, and I guarantee you it will be on fire. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Life. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really, really do appreciate you here with me. You know, Bradley Dean hasn't been on the show for a while. And I don't know why. Not that I don't want him here. The times don't connect, I guess, most of the time. And he's very busy, very, 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 very busy man. But he travels the country. He helps our young people out. He helps guide them, helps them understand, you know, what their value is. Because I think that's what's missing with a lot of our young people. They don't really understand that the value they have. The value they have to their parents, the value they have to God, the value they have as human beings. You know, you think us Christians don't care about young people or others. It couldn't be further from the truth. We just don't believe they should be allowed anything they want to do to express themselves. Because it doesn't work. Never has, and it never will. So again, you know, I say, take notes. Pay attention. You might be insulted by some of the stuff he says, but hear it through. And then decide whether he makes sense or not. Me and Bradley Dean, I know, probably improper English. Get over it. All right. I always love this guy when I have him on. I don't have him on enough. It's been a while. And he and I, he's got a lot more energy than I do, but he and I are very much alike from a black and white standpoint. And, you know, I've been reporting lately on our millennials. I've been reporting lately on our young people and how they don't like organized religion. They believe that there's a God, or there's a higher being, but organized religion turns them off. I've always felt that to be a cop-out, which is the word that we use from the 70s. But then I've taken it down to it. I've talked to some of you about working with some of our young Christian men. And society has browbeat them to the point where they don't think they're supposed to take a leadership role. They think that by being a leader in their homes, a leader in their communities and what have you, it's not right. It doesn't feel good. It's not the right thing to do. Well, if we're not the leaders, if the people who believe in God, believe in the creator of the universe, the one who sent his son for us, if we're not leading this group, then who is? And what can you expect to happen? Now, I bring Bradley Dean on because, you know, I mean, with the Sons of Liberty Radio, I bring him on because he is out there. He's out there with our young people. He's spreading this message on a daily basis. And you know what? He's going to give you the reality of what we need to do to take back our communities, to take back our families. Men, you need to be dads. You need to be husbands. You need to be leaders in the community. Bradley, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate your trust. And if you're going to just go ahead and be so gracious to let me run with that.
I am. It's all yours, buddy. Go for it.
I appreciate it. It's absolutely interesting that people have eyes, but they see not, and they have ears, but they hear not. They want someone else to lead the pack. Well, the fact of the matter is there is, and if not the people we want leading the pack. If not who, or if it's not us, then who? If it's not now, then when? And the fact of the matter is we as Christians, as a Christian country, 78% of us do profess that, don't want to go ahead and take heed to God's commandments, not his suggestions. Well, we're going to end up with a country that, well, looks just like ours. It's turning, and it's being turned into hell because the American people have departed wickedly from a living God, and God gave us commandments, America, not suggestions. And what it leads me to think about was Mr. Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist, who was a former slave. He said that he used to pray for his freedom, Joe, for over 20 years, and he said nothing happened until he put his feet to his own prayers. And then he was liberated. Well, that sounds to me like faith without works is dead, but what Frederick did is he added his faith with his works, and he got a result. Because we do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to God, and really what it sounds like is what's rolled over into this up-and-coming generation again is the entitlement attitude that, well, now God owes us something. He doesn't owe us nothing, and America is in the position today because we don't, and we have failed to keep his commandments. That's why we are in trouble. If anybody knows anything about Christian history and the patriarchs of old and in the present, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but the church has first got to stand up and fight, my friend.
But Bradley, we're told over and over and over again that the bottom line with it is that, you know, God is sovereign. He'll do what he wants to do. It doesn't matter what we do, and that, you know, things are just going to play out the way he wants them to.
Well, what if our forefathers thought that way? What if 13 colonies and 56 signers thought that way? What if they didn't respond? I mean, read the Declaration of Independence. That was 56 signers throwing up a tyrant across the pond that wouldn't be ruled by God. As a matter of fact, they were the ones that said, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson said, they coined the phrase almost exactly the same. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And if we're to look at to those that have led the way, then if it's not our forefathers that threw off tyranny and took on God, then what are we to look to? I mean, we have a longest standing constitution. Over 240 years later, we're still here to talk about it, and we have the freedom to do the right thing, yet we want to try to find a scapegoat to excuse ourselves from our obligations before God and man. It's not going to work, and that's why America's under judgment today, my friend.
You know, I agree with you on a lot of these issues here. You know, in talking to some of the young guys, as they do too, again, they always bring up Barabbas, and they bring up Jesus, and they say, you know,
when do we become, because we can't do anything for Jesus. We can't do anything for God. And where does that fight? What kind of fight should we be putting up? Where do we stand and where do we step? I know this is stuff that they're being taught in weak churches. And they're not being taught to be. Look, I'll make a statement here, too. Men, you need to take your rightful place in the home and not as a dictator. You know, some of the people think that when you and I talk about men being the head of the household, we're talking about them being dictators. That's not it at all. You need somebody steering the ship. You need somebody from a biblical perspective, you know, being the leader of the home. There is a spiritual hierarchy to the home life. So go ahead.
That's right. And God put it in chronological order. And it's him first, God, then Christ. Christ is the head of man and man is the head of the woman. There's a proper order for things to function. That being said, that is scriptural. Going back to what you said before that, you know, these men, as they call themselves, that are going to these weak churches, they have a responsibility to study and show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth for themselves. They must know concerning the doctrine was the first prerequisite Jesus gave to those that would follow them after he said, deny yourself and follow me. The problem in America, namely in the professed church in America, is they're the greatest advocates to the abortion industry and to the homosexual agenda because they stand back and wait for God to do what he commanded them to do. It's about the most backwards thing I've ever seen in my life. And furthermore, I want people to understand that when you look to Jesus as our great example, 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said that the works that he did, he said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And my Father, through Jesus Christ, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, pointed me to God and said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great mighty
things. You can already see where this is going. Don't miss it. We'll be back after the break. Bradley Dean joins me to talk about how men can be men today. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Southern Christian. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Bradley Dean joins me. I recorded this earlier today. We're just kind of on a rolling interview, which means I didn't start and stop it. I just let him go. And we're talking about today's men. Why are not our young men taking their rightful place in their homes, as husbands, as fathers, as leaders in the community? Especially to my Christian friends. You need to listen to this.
America, namely in the professed church in America, is they're the greatest advocates to the abortion industry and to the homosexual agenda because they stand back and wait for God to do what he commanded them to do. It's about the most backwards thing I've ever seen in my life. And furthermore, I want people to understand that when you look to Jesus as our great example, 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said that the works that he did, he said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And my Father, through Jesus Christ, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, pointed me to God and said, call on to me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. We're the seed of David. And we're to do what David did. If we want the results that biblical patriarchs received from God, then we better do what they did. And guess what they did? They loved God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and they had enough common sense that it was their obligation and duty before God and man to respond. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And it's interesting, Joe, that you're talking about these people that say that God, it is a finished work, there's no doubt. But we move on what he has finished, and we take it by greater faith under the dispensation of grace. It's interesting to note that when we look into Christ, he has so promised us so much more than even what he did that there's no excuse. We're a Christian nation, and it is our obligation to call unto him and have him show us great and mighty things in which we know not. As a matter of fact, he even said to his church, go ahead, call unto me. He said, open your mouth wide, and I'll fill it. He said he would show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. He said those people would do great exploits. I got a question for you, Joe. What Bible are these people not reading? Because it's not the same Bible I'm reading, friend.
Listen, you know we're on the same page. I push this stuff on a regular basis. I want another voice in here. When you talk to the men about what's going on and going on in their lives, where they're taking their kids, what they're doing with their kids. And I would say that there was recently in California, there was a sex ed, but they passed it under a Healthy Child Act or something like that. That came down to this. Right. Oh, cool. Yeah, we can't call it what it is. And it came down to the school. So I had a group of women come in and approach me on it, and, you know, we worked on it, and we made it better, if you want to use that term. But what ended up happening was there was also a group of women there, Christian women, who had said, hey, there's nothing wrong with this. This is okay. The kids need to know this stuff, and it's okay for the schools to teach them. And I'm thinking to myself, When do we take back our families? When do we take back our homes? When do we teach our children, teach that blessing? I mean, you're basically mistreating a blessing that God handed you, are you not?
Oh, there's no doubt. And, I mean, do I even need to say or respond to that? Because that is so reprobate. And it's interesting that they call themselves Christians. When you look at Scripture and you look to Scripture, and going back to those that keep the commandments of God or no, it's interesting that Jesus said, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Did he fail to do? No, absolutely not. He set the precedent. He was the example. He also said, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Does God call homosexuality an abomination? Why, guess what, friends? Yes, he does. And now we're listening to a bunch of women that aren't under submissive, or dictated by their husbands at home. And of course, I'm being facetious right now. But when you lose that proper order, this is what you get out of these reprobate women. They think they're going to hell when, in fact, they're paving the way to hell for even their children with a smile on their face. And what God condemns, they advocate, and then they wonder why their nation is under judgment. In America, we need to get back to common sense here, because I'll tell you what, we've left it, and we're letting these type of people lead from the back. And what we need to do is keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith and take him for what he says rather than what you wanted to say, because you want to appease your flesh because you have a lust for the flesh and a love of the world and a pride of life, which is not of the Father. Folks, this is all a spirit of Antichrist, and it is in action today through these self-professed hypocrites called Christians. And keep in mind, Joe, these are the same people that were saying, we have no king but King Caesar, and they were also the ones, the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, that were saying, you know what, crucify him, crucify him. And isn't it interesting, on the way up, what preceded that, isn't it interesting, on the way up to Golgotha, to Calvary, the women were crying for Jesus. And he was dragging the cross to the top of Skull Hill. And he turned around and he said, don't cry for me. Listen to me, America. Listen to what I'm telling you right now. Because Jesus said it 2,000 years ago, and it's happening today. Don't cry for me. He said, cry for you and your children. He said, because if you'll allow them to do this in a green tree, when you have the light that you have and you do nothing with it, can you imagine what's going to happen when there's a dry tree? That's exactly where America's at today, Joe. Exactly.
Oh, our young men are walking around almost like they have no guide. They have no understanding. They love Jesus. They love God. They go to church every Sunday. But guys, are you living it? You know, some of these guys I talk to, and some of the things they're doing with their kids, you go, do you realize what you're bringing your kids into? Do you realize, you know, I take Disney, for instance, and I'm not trying to get crazy here, but you've got things going on at Disney that are 180 degrees against the word. You had parents that were taking their kids to, what was that, Beauty and the Beast recently, which they had, and I don't know, I didn't see it, I only know from what I read, okay? And they took people into that, they took their kids into that, and I'm saying, okay, so what you're doing is, and it doesn't matter what it is in life, when you don't agree with something, why do you expose your children to it?
Well, it shows you that they do agree to it. Matter of fact, if you look at what's happening in this country today, I was talking about on the radio show today that Edmund Burke said evil prevails because good men do nothing. Think about that. No, evil prevails because evil men do nothing. If they were good, they would respond to the evil. And when you look in Scripture, there's a word wicked. God addresses the wicked. Who are the wicked? Those that have a knowledge to do the right thing, but do it not. Those are the nations that are being judged. And we see throughout history to the present that they were the ones that are being judged. And that's exactly why we're seeing it rain today here in America, judgments, is because because America's not taking on the Word of God. They're taking on their opinion and replacing it for the Word of God, like even that of Edmund Burke back in the day. We need to think for ourselves. The motto on our radio show, the slogan is, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And the fact of the matter is, we follow the Christ, and I want to tell you what, He is the great liberator, and when we follow Him, we see that we do a lot that He might be glorified, John 15. And how you separate the two, going back to the original topic of what we're talking about here, Joe, you just can't separate works from faith. You do the works because of your faith. And it's for anything that you do in life. You're going to serve what you love, and that's all you have to do concerning all these people that are making excuses as for why they leave off their duty before God and man. You just pull the curtain back, and you'll find out soon enough what they really love. And what they really love is their sin.
I love this stuff. You just said it, and it's true. If you become, once you become a Christian, you can't separate the wet from the water when it comes, you know, when it's just a natural fact about water. And I listen to some of these guys talking again, talk about music they're listening to, talk about the shows they're taking their kids to. We've had several high paid, I guess well known. I'm not a big TV watcher, but a well known actresses like Jennifer Lawrence and a few others who insult Jesus, who denounce Jesus, who say, you know, Jesus had nothing to do with this trophy. You don't want to get their trophy. It's all about me.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus. You know, and I'm going, really? And you let your kids watch these movies? You Christian parents are allowing your kids access to this. Why? Why do you think that the men and the women that professing Christians allow their kids to be exposed to this?
You know, if we had, probably about a week and a half of daily hourly shows or multi-hour shows, we could spend the time exposing the fruit of those people that mock God. People need to understand that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And I believe you were talking about Kathy Griffin,
who's one of them,
exhibiting her real heart. And it's absolutely amazing that anybody would pay to support any of these filthy animals. And furthermore, if you know anything about the history of Hollywood, America, that whole area was actually given away free concerning the land, concerning those that were willing to go ahead and erect parishes and churches in that particular area. In 1968, all the movies that were actually brought to the American people were first vetted by the church. And guess what? What you're seeing is, again, only to add on to what the foolishness is concerning the topic. They believe in God and God's in control and everything is finished. Well, the fact of the matter is they dropped their guard. And what's happening today is we have abortion, we have homosexuality, we have corruption in the church, we have corruption in politics, because the church is derelict of duty.
Hey, I'm Joe Machine, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight and being with us. I'm going to jump right back to it because I don't want you to miss any of this. And if we can't finish it before the segment's up, then we're going to go ahead and after the show we'll post the whole thing up. But Bradley Dean from Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, is joining me. And we recorded this earlier today, and I just set him loose. And this is more meant for the Christian community, but I think a lot of you can also learn from what he has to say. Why are our men not stepping up to take their rightful places, not as dictators as some of you think we're saying, but as being husbands, fathers, community leaders, doing the right thing to make the community a better place?
They given away free concerning the land, concerning those that were willing to go ahead and erect parishes. And churches in that particular area. In 1968, all the movies that were actually brought to the American people were first vetted by the church. And guess what? What you're seeing is, again, only to add on to what the foolishness is concerning the topic. They believe in God and God's in control and everything is finished. Well, the fact of the matter is they drop their guard. And what's happening today is we have abortion, we have homosexuality, we have corruption in the church, we have corruption in politics, because the church is derelict of duty. Look into the education system. That's the church's watch. I mean, just look, when you leave off the works, this is what happens, and that's where we're at today, to go back to your original point.
Yeah, I am truly concerned, and I know some people are going to take this the wrong way. I don't really care at this point in time. They're going to take this the wrong way. And what I love locally with me, and you know, you've seen some of the stuff, and you and I have talked about this. You know, recently somebody bought my book. They brought a guy up from Hollywood to start attacking some of us. And I love the way some people jumped on how Christians have no place in the school system. Christians have no place running these school boards. And he took a line out of one of my books, out of my book, where I was talking about God's viewpoint on, you know, gay and lesbianism. And he tried to tear me up. And so what I said simply to him is, so now we can no longer talk about God's word at all. We can't even have a discussion around it. And what that prompted was one of the admins for the site to go in and start ripping out all the negative Christian comments. So thank God I got a screenshot before that. But our Christian people need to understand, you're not going to appease these people. Just because you go and you don't say anything bad about Disney, or you don't say anything bad about certain lifestyles and certain things, you're not going to make it any better for yourself. You're actually making it worse for your kids. Agreed?
Yeah. I want to add on to what you just said, Joe.
Go ahead.
Because when you look at what can be done in public schools, people need to understand that we never lost the right to do the things that we've always done. I don't have time for this show to try to convince anybody who we are,
right,
and where we came from. But if you can't see the Christian crosses above the heads of our fallen soldiers, if you can't read the top of the Washington Monument, if you can't see politicians putting their hand on the Christian Bible, swearing to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, if you can't see Leviticus 25:10 on the Liberty Bell, if you can't see Moses and the Ten Commandments on all of the Capitol buildings in all 50 states, where it says justice is the guardian of liberty as Moses holds both tablets in each hand, Exodus 20, if you can't see what's right in front of your face, I trust that I could transport you to the sun and you wouldn't see it, because the bottom line is you don't want to see it. And it doesn't matter if you want to see it or not. You don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? And the bottom line is, we are a Christian nation. We've never lost the right. Our rights come from God. They don't come from the privileges of the state. Every state preamble, Joe, starts out acknowledging the God of the Mosaic Institution. God is on our money. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
I can go to our signers. I can go to the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. I can go to the Declaration of Independence, where it makes four references to the God of the Mosaic Institution. I can go to that document right before the Declaration of Independence called the Mayflower Compact. It does nothing but smack of the pulpit. Listen, if you don't believe we're a Christian nation, me and Joe will buy you a one-way ticket to Russia, and you enjoy yourself. Then and only then will you understand who we are and what makes us so great. It's not us, it is the Christ. Amen.
You're right on there. All right, so I'm going to switch gears on you just a little bit. Have you heard of or seen or talked about the movie The Shack?
I know very little of it. I know. Here's the thing. I don't need to study out the doctrine of devils, or neither do I need to study through to understand what they are. As a matter of fact, if I can equate what the FBI does, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, what they do to expose counterfeits is they study the real one.
Right.
And the Shack is definitely a counterfeit. This I do know. And how do I know that? Because I study the real one called the Word of God.
I got in a discussion, I'll put it that way, with a very close family member who's a reverend, okay? And I know, and it was really funny because they were justifying some of the things in the movie as a different way to look. And I said, and I did what you just did to me and others, which is I said, look, no, it's the real father.
It's the real God. That's what you have to talk about. You can't, because in the movie, I guess God takes on, or it appears that God is a female for this particular situation, that God needs to show up as a female. And I said, do you understand what's going on there? Why can't you make it look, or just lay out the truth? God is in male form, period, end of discussion. And what's wrong with having the Father's love? Why is this negativity towards fathers as a whole? And it created a rift, buddy, but it's okay.
Yeah, it only adds to what they're trying to do now, and it's confusion of faith. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment. But it's also interesting to note that if any man shall take away from the words of the book of prophecy, the word of God, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. It's only to add to the agenda and the propaganda that they're adding to through the sodomite agenda on a global scale. And by the way, this is happening on a global scale. It's there to confuse, and just think, the communists know. The first thing they need to do, if they want to destroy the West, the very first thing that they did, and they are doing, is the first thing is to demoralize the people. Because when you can demoralize the people, attack their faith, demoralize them the way that you're seeing it today in America, and then the next thing you see, did I tell you, Joe, that the information that I'm telling you about right now is coming from a KGB defector that says we have demoralized the West thing, and he said we have demoralized them to a point where it's way beyond the wildest dreams of our founding forefathers in communist Russia. And he said what happens is you can warn them, people, until you warn them and warn them, and he said the people will not listen. He said, but when the boot comes down, the people will respond, and he said it's too late then. So, America, you just go ahead and sit down and wait for the boot to come, because when it comes, rest assured, you have been warned that it was coming, and you had the freedom to right the wrongs, and you sat there, and you wanted to ridicule and mock and scorn those that were willing to tell you what you didn't want to hear. Which one is love? That's the question I have for you.
Yeah, we are in agreement on many things, and one of the things that bothers me the most, being in politics myself, is with recent things that came up, how many of my Christian brothers who did not take a Christian stance on other politicians, and I'm just slamming my head against the wall, going, wait a minute, you went up there to impose God on people, but you went up there with godly principles, with a godly foundation. I don't see it anymore, and you're not speaking it anymore. So it's a very...
Yeah, well, you're hearing a whole lot about it, but you're seeing very little. Remember Jesus said, be not deceived, many will come in my name?
Yep.
They're going to come in my name, and they're going to tell you that they're Christians, but he said first and foremost in Matthew 7, verse 16, he said, you'll know them by their fruit. Don't pay attention to what they say. Pay attention to what they do, because that's who they really are.
Okay, I'm going to give you the pulpit for a few minutes here. On the way out, I want you to talk to our men that are struggling to be the head of their households, the father they need to be, the provider they need to be, the godly man they need to be. And part of what sparked this, I know you're not a Facebook freak. My daughter wrote something, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but my daughter wrote something very nice on a Father's Day on my Facebook page. And it really, you and I know you're a godly man. I know you bring up your boys in a godly fashion, and you treat your wife right. And you're not looking for this. But when she wrote it, it hit home from a standpoint of saying, I wonder how many other guys are understanding what their kids are looking at, right? You know, I'm 57 years old. Are these guys understanding the effect they're truly having on their kids by the actions they're taking today? Speak to our fathers.
I think in a lot of ways, well, keep in mind, I was a fatherless kid. I grew up with a dad that was MIA and a dad that was AOL. And my mom was work. She was a workaholic, so she was gone. We were welfare kids, and it was me and my brother that grew up on our own. And throughout my life, I can see the hand of God. I see his fingerprints on everything that I've done, and I'm literally so thankful for it. Let me say this, guys. What God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. If I was raised a fatherless kid, the power of his grace shows you who...
Guess what? We're out of time. And if you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another minute or two or three, but you should listen to the rest of this. I'm going to tie it all together when I put it up on the podcast. And this is what you need to play for your kids.
Okay? If you're a man, take a listen to this again. We're not telling you to be dictator. This is not what this is all about. I am Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?